Okay, our next case is number 162705, SHFL Entertainment, Inc. v. Digital Corporation, Mr. Anderson. Now, before we begin, because there's a bankruptcy proceeding and the automatic stay, for the moment, all we want to hear argument about is whether the automatic stay applies. Because if the automatic stay applies, we cannot consider the merits of this case.
May it please the Court, and good morning. We became aware yesterday that the appellee had filed a bankruptcy petition after the case had been fully briefed and the appendix had been submitted. No suggestion of bankruptcy was submitted either.
That doesn't make any difference. There is a bankruptcy proceeding and there is an automatic stay, right?
I am not quarreling with you at all. I'm not a bankruptcy lawyer. I don't want to give advice to this court, but my reading of Section 362 of the Bankruptcy Act yesterday suggests that the stay is automatic, even though the appellee did not send a suggestion of bankruptcy either to the district court or to this court.
So that would seem to preclude us from addressing the merits, right?
I do not disagree with that, Judge Dyke.
Okay, well, unless my colleagues have any question, it's unfortunate that we didn't learn about this earlier, and I'm sorry that you had to come from Chicago, but I think that's where we are. We're going to have to stay proceedings and not hear argument on the merits of the
Yes, day. I am sorry, too. We are obviously well prepared and ready to go today, but I do not disagree with Your Honor's conclusion.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.